to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
So every Morning X headlines, we misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. Timothy tweets at the Morning X, says, nailed it, Jason. I've got a 10-year-old son, and that conversation hasn't come up yet. But I think, having been on the spot like that, you rose to the occasion. That's right, man.
Rose to the occasion.
I don't know if the people agree because the vote, Nick put a poll up. It is split down the middle. Jason's parental explaining of an orgasm to Bumbleito was 50% excellent parenting, 50% I'm calling CPS.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, tell him to come again.
Yeah, I'm pretty proud of you. Yeah. You're welcome.
It was very good grading on a Jason scale.
Yes.
Just the expectations are so low.
I would have included a lot more detail on some things.
Look, the actual parent passed, okay? All right?
Is that your barometer?
This is like early LeBron, okay? When the game was on the line and LeBron, instead of driving to the hole, passed to a teammate, I'm Booby Gibson sitting in the corner, except I made it, okay? Booby Gibson bricked. Man, that sports analogy real deep, man.
So yes, I get it.
My apologies. Let's talk more surface-level LeBron things. Space Jam 2 is a hit! Maybe, is it? I asked Nick, we're split on this, and that it's not Citizen Kane. I enjoyed Space Jam 2, okay?
Yeah.
It's fine. It was an enjoyable watch for me. 20 minutes too long? That's probably my only criticism. I don't know. We can nitpicker it. Man, we recorded the first episode of The Nitpickers.
It's out.
Zero feedback so far. Thanks.
Oh, wait. It's out?
It's out.
Where?
where you consume podcasts.
Oh.
Stitcher. Get it on your Stitcher app.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I think the Stitcher's still a thing, right?
I don't. Did it upload?
Yes. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's out there, man.
I didn't know. I'll have to look.
It's happening.
I'll have to listen to my own podcast.
It's not terrible, though, but I think it's better than the original Michael Jordan Space Jam. Nick, what is the, I asked for a Rotten Tomatoes side by side.
The original Space Jam, 1996, Michael Jordan, 44%.
Oh, no.
Space Jam, A New Legacy, 31%.
Oh, you guys.
Now, audience score for Space Jam 2, 81%.
Nobody cares about audience score.
Space Jam 163.
Nobody cares about audiences.
Look, here's my problem with the thing. What is the movie called?
Shut up.
Space, what is it called?
Space Jam?
Yeah. What do they do with space? It's not called Server Verse Jam.
Whatever. This is the new space.
And that's the problem?
Yes.
That's the issue for
technology
you?
Technology in cyberspace is the new space of our generation.
Also, why does LeBron have to have a fake family? Like, are you protecting the privacy of Bronny Jr., kid whose games are played on ESPN?
Well,
you can't put him in here?
Listen, we already have one person who can't act in the movie. Do we have to just fill the thing up with
the family?
Non-professional actors? But why does he have to have...
All he's got to do is take a basketball to the head twice.
Why does he have to have a different name?
Dom.
Why is his name Dom instead of just make him Bronny Jr.? Make him... I didn't really understand that.
I like thinking about the idea that this is LeBron's secret second family.
Well, also... He's got a real wife, and he's got the movie wife. That's kind of a jerk move.
That's fantastic.
Is that LeBron's real house, by the way, in California? They're on the water? Ball. That
real pretty, house, but not real family.
I don't know. I'm asking if it
reports
is.
Reports that it was parts of it were filmed on a Lakers super fan or a guy who hated the Lakers. I think that's somebody else's house. Long story short.
Okay, good. Well, based on the success of Space Jam 2, they're already started thinking about a third one, says Malcolm D. Lee, the director, son of Spike. Is that possible? Is he related to Spike Lee?
It's Spike
possible,
Lee?
But I would not immediately make that jump.
I feel like a lot of people are named Lee.
I don't know, man. Quote, I think the bar has been set so high in terms of the first one with global iconic superstar Michael Jordan, now the same global iconic superstar in LeBron James who transcends sports. Who is the next person to put into that universe? And then you got to find a script and a story that's good enough to not repeat what's been done, but will capture the spirit of it and keep it going.
Well, it can't be about the search for Tom Brady's jam because Ted 2 already did that.
The answer, apparently, is The Rock. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Does he play basketball?
Does he need to?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs to. What are you talking about? Does he need to?
Malcolm D. Lee says it would be something, it would be different. I'm not sure what his skill set would be. Maybe he goes back to wrestling. That might be interesting, end quote.
I'm kind of interested in a wrestle. Space Raw?
Mm-hmm. Space Raw?
WWE
Raw.
Oh,
okay. I see. Yeah. I see what you did there. Yeah, sure. Man, I am... You know what? This is a kudos to you, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, or am I just that stupid and brain damaged that when he says maybe he goes back to wrestling, I was like... I knew he was a football player. Was he also a wrestler?
Oh,
I was thinking like college wrestling where he's in a singlet and, you know, just got actually. And I was like, oh, yeah. He was actually, can you smell what the Rock is cut? He's an actor now, all right? Emily's generation, she probably never, you never knew of Rock wrestling. I mean, you probably knew that he was a wrestler, but you didn't.
Mm-mm. Well, her Rock is John Cena.
You didn't plant yourself on the couch for Monday Night Raw, did you?
No, no, not at all.
Yeah.
No, I planted myself on the couch to watch him in the Tooth Fairy. What was the Tooth Fairy movie with Madison, whatever her name is?
Yes. I think it's called the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. Where he plays the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah.
That was my first.
Did you like that one, Nick,
thing.
Because it's called the Tooth Fairy and it's about the Tooth Fairy? There wasn't like an Easter bunny in there that was messing things up?
Well, just if he didn't care about teeth, what are we doing? If he collected ear bones or something, I don't know.
Ear bones?
Ear bones. Some other type of thing. He cut your toenail clippings.
Oh, God.
Ugh. And left you money for
nasty.
That.
Nasty. Yuck.
Yes, I would have problems with that.
Let's see here. He's also Malcolm D. Lee, brother of Spike.
Cousin.
It is a cousin?
I looked it up. It's a cousin.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay.
You're so, close.
Spike,
in the family.
This is your cousin. Your cousin, Malcolm. You know that reboot of the franchise that was no good the first time around in 1996 that you've been looking for? Well, listen to this.
I tell you what, I would be interested in seeing a Spike
Emily, that's
Lee.
Also from Back to the Future. I know that you were confused there.
And that's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
You love that movie.
I do.
He does. A Spike Lee Space Jam is something I'd be interested in seeing, much like a Quentin Tarantino Star Trek.
Okay. Should Back to the Future be our next project for the nitpickers? Or should it be nothing since we posted it yesterday and literally no one has commented about it?
Oh, don't be that guy.
No, it's okay.
I'm not doing content for four people, okay?
I didn't even know that we posted it.
That's the problem. Nobody's been like, hey, I love this new concept for you guys are doing out there. So,
I'm looking at the number and we've shoved that thing down.
There's
hundreds of people's
down.
Throats.
Oh, good,
so they're
good,
coming.
Great.
They're coming.
Cousin Malcolm also commented on the backlash of the redesigned Lola Bunny. I was not aware there was backlash. Did you guys know there was backlash?
I did. The Zendaya thing was a big, big issue for people.
Well, what's that?
That they hired Zendaya as the voice actor of the bunny, Lola.
Why does that matter?
Because they were like, she's not a real voice actor.
She's not a real voice actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And they're
if
like,
you have
she doesn't
a face,
do her
you can't
justice.
Voice cartoons, Jason. That's appropriation of something.
Exactly.
Am I a voice actor?
No.
What am I doing right now?
You're a voice.
How dare you?
Maybe a voice host.
I don't think that's the backlash that he's referring to.
The sexy
quote,
backlash?
I had no idea that people would be that up in arms about a bunny not having boobs, end quote. So
true.
Did they unsexify her?
Does she
from
not have boobs at all?
Lola Bunny, Michael Jordan Space Jam was sexy, and now she's not sexy?
Basically, yes. They desexualized her. I arguably couldn't tell the difference, but...
Man, I tell you what...
You're still attracted to her.
Oh, God, yeah.
Speaking of desexifying, what's the... remember a couple years ago, now it's like a decade ago, there were some promotional materials that were produced around the radio station, and I saw them, and it was some morning show stuff, and I saw myself, and I was like, damn, look how good I look here, and I did not find out until weeks later that they had photoshopped me like 70 pounds skinnier,
yes.
And they didn't want to tell me because they thought I'd be offended. I'm like, no! Please Photoshop me to
keep
look better.
Doing
now
that.
We're literally doing the opposite. Look, if you're listening to this on a podcast, look at that photo right there. You see that picture? Like, we took hundreds of pictures that day, and they have picked the least flattering picture of me that exists. look at my bottom, the middle of my body. I understand that's what I look like. Crop that out, okay? That doesn't need to be in there. Okay?
You're looking at a...
It's supposed to make me look good.
Jiggly skin suit half... empty, not half full. That makes you relatable, Jason.
Yeah.
So they didn't sexy up Lola Bunny enough. Is that what you're telling me?
She got a breast reduction. Well, and
I think people are just backlashing. It's like, oh, you have to change everything. Right. We got to make her woke bunny. And
let me
stuff
tell
like
you,
that.
If I was Diana Taurasi, I would have said, you could feel free to sexy me up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right? Because she... What's the right way to say now that Diana Taurasi is ugly? Because
you already said it.
Let me put it this way. it's real easy to appreciate her for her basketball skill and nothing else.
I saw this weird like question. She's like, yeah, make me a snake.
Well,
I understand the Kobe Bryant Mamba thing.
And yeah, I'm just
sexy snake.
Like, man, the animators really captured how gross you are, Deanna Taurasi. All right, now I feel bad about all those parts, Alice.
Go sit in the corner with Pepe Le Pew.
She's a very skilled athlete, guys, all right? What up, what X? It's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. Florida man Kyle tweets at the Morning X, says, legit excited to listen to the first Nitpickers podcast on Mayor of Easttown. Do y'all address the weirdness that is the fact that Mayor's ex-husband is Roy from The Office? Man, Kyle, if I wasn't low enough on this already, now I just want to take the episode down because, no, we don't address it all. But yeah.
Oops.
Roy from The Office couldn't seal the deal with Pam, but was good enough to divorce Rose from Titanic.
Yeah, that's true.
That's notable, man.
I'm posting it on our Instagram stories, so that's an easy click.
Well, that'll fire it up. We have Kings of Leon tickets for you. 512-835-1015 is the number. September 15th, Germania Insurance Amphitheater. How much is next? Here's some dialing jams from Kings of Leon on 101X. Good luck. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Diggin, friends. That's Kings of Leon, who are coming to the Germania Insurance Amphitheater September 15th with Cold War Kids. We have a pair of tickets to give away when we play another edition of...
How much?
Give me one, Emily. You do.
How much?
Here's doing stereo.
Holden's going to yell at me for this one.
I'm lightheaded.
That was good.
It's fine.
That's funny.
This is our celebrity net worth game. This is where Emily today is going to give me and Nick, you know, usually we play with a listener contestant, but I guess today we'll play on behalf of a listener. That's fine. Nick's new around here. And we're going to try and guess how much money that celebrity have according to celebritynetwork.com. They're very precise around there. I think they're in bed with the IRS, something like that. I don't know how they get every single one right.
Yeah,
every single one. Mm-hmm. The scoring is cumulative. Have the smallest number possible by the end of the game. We each play on behalf of a listener, at least today. Steven has chosen Team Jason. You chose wisely, Steven. Cassie, you get Nick. So if Nick wins, Cassie, you're going to go see Kings of Leon. Steven, I got you. There's a theme. All three celebrities linked in some cosmic way. And if you guess the theme at the end of the game, Nick, I'll let you decide since you're the road team.
Mm-hmm.
You want $10 million bonus, 10% bonus.
Can 10% I defer 10% to decide so in the much second more half? Fun. Depends on who she picks.
10%. We're going
10%?
Since we're changing the rules on the fly, 10% taken off of your total. Let's do it, man. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Emily?
Yep.
Who's the first one?
First one, we have Amanda Bynes. You know who that is, right?
A little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah.
She kind of went crazy.
Do you think that I don't know?
If Nick doesn't know, I don't want to tell you.
Of course I know.
You know? Threw a bong out a window. Amanda Bynes.
She got the weird face dimple to piercings.
I never seen her. And I don't know. But she threw a bong out the window.
Okay.
Right? Mm. That's got to be like her.
Okay. She wanted to see time fly. Somehow.
The bong?
Normally it's a clock that she threw out the window.
It is my experience that I am generally correct about most things.
You know what? I meant to hit.
No good.
But that one worked as well.
That was good.
All right. Nick, just looking at my paper. You saw, you looked at your paper, then you looked
on my phone.
What are you talking about? Nick's got his computer open. You are such a cheater.
Flashed out of me.
This is why you're never going to get to my record of 7 straight victories.
Okay.
Never going to make it, my man. You ready?
I'm ready.
You wrote down the exact same answer as me?
I don't know what you wrote.
You're a cheater.
I swear to God.
I swear to God. I don't really know who she is. Nickelodeon star person?
Yeah, Nickelodeon star that kind of went a little insane.
Good. She bought a lot of Bitcoins and is doing good, I bet.
Possibly in a Britney Spears way.
$10 million.
Yeah.
That's what I have for
$10 million?
I said, it's got to be super low. I know she's had a little bit of rebound as a fashion person, but $12
million. $12 million. All right. Well, you guys seem to like Amanda Bynes a lot more than most people. It's only $3
million. Oh.
Yeah.
Only
three.
$3 million.
She really fell off.
Only.
Really.
But I thought she had all that money.
Was that the name of her show?
No, she had a show called Amanda Show, and it was Amanda.
But she was on all that, the Nickelodeon version of Saturday Night Live that discovered Keenan and Kel.
Jokes. Yeah.
There's no Nickelodeon version of Saturday Night Live. Don't. Okay. Number two, Emily.
Number two, we got Lil Wayne. You know who that is, right?
Wayne, of course.
You had a lot of crooks trying to steal your heart. That's like one of his songs.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that was nowhere near.
Yeah. I do really good impressions, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne. A rapper?
Then any one of those dudes got like a bunch of names? Like the I'm trying to think of him.
Are you talking about Snoop Dogg?
No.
But like,
you think he's Amigo?
No.
Is it Carter Wayne?
Yeah, dude.
Is his real name?
I don't know. I saw him open for Blink 182 that one time.
Whoa, and, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But he just had like a million different names. I was like, are you all of these people? The only one I can think of is Yeezy, and that's not him, right? That's Kanye. Mm. You can do it, buddy.
All right.
You can do it.
All right.
This seems really high. I don't know. But he's got the rappers. They're just printing cash out there, man. 150 million Lil Wayne bucks.
But I got 150
million
Lil Wayne bucks.
Look, okay. I don't know Lil Wayne's music per se, but I know he likes to pour champagne on his phone constantly, and that adds up. So I don't think it's. I think it's going to be much lower than you think it is.
They compensated him for that.
So I want to go super low, but I'm hedging a little bit. $100 million.
$100 million.
$100 million.
If he's half a bill, I'm going to be so mad,
Emily.
All right, it is $170 million.
You know what? I'm going to ding myself on that one.
Because he's a producer.
I'm gonna take a ding.
He does other projects, too. Mm-hmm. He's a pretty big guy. So,
all right. Score update before the last one. I'll tell you, I'm off by $27 million.
Yeah, you are off by $27 million, and Nick is off by $79
million. $79 million. But anything can happen on the last one here.
Yeah.
Emily?
All right. Last one.
$79 million.
We've got $52 million. Simone Biles. The Olympics. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? These are all people that are relevant.
Uh-huh.
They're on brands.
Is that the theme? These are people.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay. What is the theme? It's worth 10%. That could make a difference here. Honestly. Could make a difference.
I'm excited for the Olympics, guys.
Okay.
I'm just gonna put that out there. You're gonna You know what? Can I be the Olympic
correspondent?
Sports person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tune in 6 weeks when Emily has watched the Olympics, and we'll find out what went on.
Hey, rhythm gymnastics.
You ready
I'm
over
all
there,
on it.
Haji?
Yeah.
What's your problem, man? Oh, I don't have a theme. Hang on. It can't be that. Sure.
I'm going to go $30 million for Simone Biles, even though I think that's way too high, but just strategically, I'm playing the right numbers.
Million.
$30 million. And I think these are all people who got rich when they were super young.
Mm.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Mm. Lil Wayne, I don't know.
There's no way I can win with Simone Biles. There's no way I can make... I'd have to go like -$40 million to whatever. I said $2 million, and these are all celebrities whose brothers murdered somebody.
Wait, what?
I think maybe a cousin.
Whose brothers murdered somebody?
Simone Biles had a controversy in her past. Oh. I don't know.
Okay. Emily?
All right. So her net worth is $6
million. $6 million.
Yes.
That's pretty good, Nick.
Yeah. So. I almost went 6.9.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Almost.
But that feels disrespectful to America.
Neither one of you got the theme. It was kind of a hard theme,
what's the theme?
The theme is, when I was on Celebrity Net Worth, looking at all of them, they all have giant smiles. Amanda Bynes has a really big smile.
Okay, that's...
Lil Wayne has his grill, big smile. And Simone Biles, look at her cheesing.
Oh, look, if you made it to
5 minutes making these games.
Look at this. this picture of Simone Biles.
She's a good smiler.
She's got a great smile. Good
smiler.
They all do.
I just play the music, but I won, right?
Yeah, you did. You were off by 51.
51, and Nick was what?
83.
Oh, sorry, buddy. Good luck starting to drink next week. Steven, we did it. Congratulations. You're going to go see Kings of Leon. Cassie, we have tickets for you, too.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by, I don't think so, man. Surely not. Yeah. The Milwaukee Bucks are champions of the basketball world. You did it, Bucks. 105-98. As an honorary Wisconsinite, warms my heart. Good on you guys. Bernie, I hope you're safe. Don't get shot up there, buddy. 105-98, they beat the Suns game 6. They win the series 4-2 after falling behind 0-2 to begin. Greek Freak, good at basketball. Averaged 35 points, 13 rebounds, 5 assists. Had 50 last night, and he is the MVP. Emily, what's Greek Freak's name?
Greek Freak. He is Santorino.
Okay. Oh, please don't make him.
Now I'm worried. Normally, I would tell you the name and then ask you to spell it, but that's not even it. That one's no fun. So here, I'm just going to I put his name in a box. Just see if you can pronounce that one for me.
Why did you give me this?
You can do it. I already said it on the show once.
Giannis?
It's Giannis is the first name. That's it gets more difficult as you go, though.
Antetokounmpo.
You know what? Not bad for a first
Antetokounmpo.
Here's the trick is just say it quickly and confidently.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
75% of the
time. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Mike Breen, voice of the NBA. Bang! He puts it in! I'm pretty sure he has the same Giannis plan as me because I think he just said, I don't know if he's saying it right or not, but he just goes, Antetokounmpo!
I almost guarantee you the official profession of sports
of the
broadcaster
NBA
is not just trying to speed his way through the pronunciation.
I think he's just,
Giannis Antetokounmpo was named the MVP of the series.
I wasn't too off. Giannis Antetokounmpo?
Well, see, yes, I'm probably not doing it right either.
Okay.
But you just say it quickly and confidently, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and people are hesitant to, you know.
Why would you have a last name like
check
that?
You.
Just change
I don't know,
it.
Culture, Greekness, something like that.
Okay, you're right.
His brothers are all Antetokounmpos as well, but both of his brothers, I'm pretty sure, are just in the NBA to be like his intern. Mm-hmm. They got rings as well. So congratulations to the Antetokounmpo brothers a whole. Nick, you want another pass at this? And now, from a man who did not watch a single second of the NBA Finals, a recap set to the NBA on NBC theme music.
NBA on NBC, exciting basketball finals on your TV. Spoiler alert, it wasn't the Dolphins in 3, it was Bucks in 6. That was really karma for Chris Paul. You don't get a trophy until you stop punching people in the penis. Other things happened. The Bucks' length was too much for the shooters of the Suns.
Oh, my God.
Boo!
Not good.
So you run out of music because you do the same generic NBA on NBC, exciting basketball. Yeah. Like half of it is your generic same old start. So just start ahead into your improv right from the beginning, and then maybe you have room for your Chris Paul dong punches it takes.
Look, the thing is, that was always to pad me, to get me to the 4 verses. And I never thought, visualized a day where I would need, you know, I'd have too much stuff, too much knowledge about basketball to shove in this song.
Okay.
Tell you what, tomorrow we'll have it down.
It's not
perfect.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
We should, Bucks win the championship. Congratulations. We should point out that Nick was coming up with that on the spot. He didn't agonize for hours and hours and hours over his jokes. Like the great Tom Brady did yesterday. Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers visited the White House. That's a tradition. The Super Bowl winning team goes to the White House. First one since 2017.
What'd they eat?
For pandemic reasons, not because of Trump, right?
Right.
I'm almost positive, like some hockey players or some other sports with there as well.
Like,
but
I think it's like 70-30. Yeah, that's the... Listen, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe. I'm sure... is he killing it? Is he crushing it? Is he doing okay?
Good morning,
I don't know.
Joe.
I love being back in a world
where I don't notice the daily actions of the president.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's really funny.
Yeah,
but
that he's hardly ever trending. That's tremendous. And right down to this, like if a team went to the White House in the Trump era, it would be like, which hilarious fast food feast are they going to get this time? And yesterday there was no talk whatsoever about what was served for lunch. So I don't know. I don't know what they ate.
I don't even know.
Was it hamburgers? I don't know. Was it a hamburger?
I bet you it was on the TB12 method, though.
Yeah. So am I to read something into this? Tom Brady had not been to he's won the championship like 40 times, but he had not been to the White House since 2005. He dissed Obama when the Patriots won in 2015. You say, oh, he's a MAGA Trump guy. He dissed Trump in 2017 when the Patriots won. Now he's with the Bucks, and he's like, I'll go hang out with Joe Biden.
What's up with that? I think he didn't go to the Obama one because he's from Boston. Everybody knows why. I don't have to pay.
Excuse me?
I don't know. One plus one equals racist. And then the last one he did, the 2017, the Trump one, that was just to avoid questions about whether he was a Trump fan.
He can't pick one. He can't pick one over the other, because then that looks even 10 times worse, right?
Or is it because now he's got jokes? Here's
a joke.
43-year-old Tom Brady yesterday at the White House.
Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that.
You understand that, Mr. President?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Because politic jokes.
The election was stolen. All right, it's clear.
Yeah. Facebook ruined it. Facebook also ruined the NBAs.
Who did they play in the Super Bowl? Kansas City?
Sorry, that wasn't NBA's.
Yeah, yeah.
The NFL. Sorry, NFL. That one.
I already turned you down in my head, Emily.
I didn't hear you. You had to vocally do it.
Something Chiefs fans are going to storm the
fort.
That's not funny!
Okay. You got any more, Tom?
We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing. And they started calling me Sleepy Tom. Why would they do that to me?
Interesting. Is this like a backhanded joke to Joe Biden?
Oh, 100%. It's not backhanded. It's front-handed. It's all both hands right to the face.
It's knuckles.
He's doing a Sleepy Joe thing. Yeah.
See, here's the problem. Even if Tom Brady is not a Trump thumping MAGA hat wearing guy,
Trump thumping MAGA hat.
Yeah,
wearing. I like that. Nice.
Trump is absolutely going to play that clip about the 40% thing. He's going to be like, see, Tom knows it was a fix. Tom knows it's a fix.
Mm-hmm.
This is all him deflecting because he had that hat in his locker room 8 years ago, whenever it was, and just Tom. Look, you look at Tom Brady. It was like, oh, Tom Brady's so funny on Facebook, even if he has a team. He memes like a conservative, okay? He memes like a conservative.
It's freaking out on us.
Go look at it. It's all weird, man. Looks like it's done with MS Paint. Stop making f***ing jokes.
Tom Brady, stop making jokes, man.
I'm just saying, this is dangerous.
Tell me about the TB12 team, because Tom Brady did not come up with these jokes. He's got a writer. I don't believe he's making any of these memes. I don't think the avocado tequila, nothing to see here. That's not him. That's a social media guru. Somebody wrote these jokes for Tom, and he's like, okay, yeah. Give me the Sleepy Tom one. I like that.
I don't even care if you have a whole team. You could have freaking Louis C.K., Dave Chappelle sitting there back there cranking out these jokes, but I want Gronk in the room being like, I got one for you, Tom. 69. I'm 69% excited to be here.
Now everybody
It's the Morning X, Jason Diggin, friends. Emily tells me that this is a thing. She has a theory. This is a, you said this TikTok
this
thing,
is,
right?
This is an internet thing. It's okay. Been around for a little bit, but it's resurfacing.
The internet says, no yeah. cheating. Tweet at us. Finish this sentence. Avocado tastes like blank. Emily, yeah. Emily says it's a thing. We'll get to that in just a second. Hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.